Blog Talk Radio.
Computer buffer. People, it's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp, May 18th, 2023. Welcome, welcome. We're in the middle of the May already. Well, middle of May already. Memorial Day is around the corner. Summer's right around the corner. School's about to get out. Graduations are upon us. Lot of allergies, lot of bees, lot of bugs. It's about to be that time of the year. I guess it's already that time of the year. So welcome to May Ramp. No, I guess that makes sense. Off Ramp, May Ramp. Welcome to the Off Ramp show for the people, by the people, and by the people. Show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics, see what's popping in these streets, see how things are going on with your life, my life, your life, friend's life. It's a place where we get together and delve into topics that we deem interesting and impactful to our lives. And then we have these discussions through a medium where we hide the names and faces to protect the innocent. That way it's not done with Twitter trigger fingers. You can have a good, healthy back and forth. And we can laugh, argue, cry, smile, all that right here in the welcome offering. So welcome. If you want to call in, what? Yeah. So if you want to call in, 929-477-3975, the lovely voice you just heard is the one, the only, the drunk, the sleepy, DJ C. Siren. DJ C. Siren, how's your drunk ass doing tonight? You're close to it.
Good evening.
Having a good night?
Yeah.
Ready to go to sleep? As you drunk. You call. You ain't did nothing today. So what you tired from?
No.
I know you did nothing because you don't want me to tell people you did nothing today.
I didn't do nothing.
It was your day off. Oh, wow. It's okay to do nothing. Huh?
No.
I know you did nothing. And it's okay. It's your day off. Got my man Blur in the building. Blur, welcome to the off ramp. How you doing tonight, my brother?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, man. Blessed and highly favored, as always. Another beautiful day in St. Louis, man. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Always, 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 man. Always glad to have you. Got my man M Extra Money in the building. M Extra, welcome back. How you holding up?
Oh, man, I'm blessed and highly favored, man. It's a beautiful day up here in Baltimore, you know. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, I like it. I like the energy. I like the energy. All right, let's get right to the show. A lot of news, a lot of discussion, a lot of different things happening in the world today. I think the most interesting thing to me, maybe not the most interesting, but the thing that caught my attention quickly was, where do I want to go? Let's talk about Ja Morant on on the internet with a gun. This isn't a This isn't a old video that service. He was just on the internet with a gun again. And he got suspended by the NBA again. I guess my question is why? He ain't harming nobody. Do we all think it's a little, what's the right word to say? Do we all think it's a little concerning? Yeah. But until the Second Amendment gets amended, he's got a right to have a gun. Hey, watch out background noise. It's like one of y'all eating Snickers.
Yep.
Snickers. Sounds like, yo. So, I don't understand what the NBA can suspend him for. It doesn't seem like he's doing anything illegal. Unless I'm getting it wrong. DJ C. Siren, did you see the Ja Morant video?
No, I didn't watch it. I don't
want to
watch it, but I've seen a little
feel from it. And what do you think? Any opinions on it? You think it's a big deal? You're from Kentucky. You got guns. Me and your dad shoot in your backyard.
I don't have
guns. You don't?
I don't have
guns. You hear that court system when we get a divorce? She ain't got guns. They mine.
No, actually, I
guess
it is
a good one. One of them.
But I don't know. Why do it again when you know you're going to get in trouble for it? This is dumb.
But why is he getting in trouble?
It's not that's a question. You know you're going to get in trouble. Why do I?
But why is he getting in trouble? It's not illegal.
It's a policy. It's a policy law with his job.
I don't think it is.
Well, why are they penalizing?
Because he's black. That's what nobody wants to say. He's a black man with a gun.
There's not any rule or policy.
The problem is, and I'm going to let MX Sean Blair get in there.
Detrimental to whatever. You can use that however you want.
The problem is the NBA is a liberal league. And they don't want to see they black employees with guns. They already got tattoos. We already went through that with Iverson with tattoos and cornrows, and they make them get them dressed in suits. They definitely don't want to see them in guns. Blur, what you got on the job, Morant?
I don't know if did you say they were liberal or you said they were conservative? I forgot what you said they were, but I don't know if
they're liberal now. They were conservative.
I don't think they're either one. I think they're capitalists. That's why I think they are. I think they're about money. And this is bad for business, and that's why he's being suspended. It's conduct detrimental. It doesn't have to be illegal. You can have things in your contract and in your rules that aren't illegal. Say you can't do that. I don't remember, it was either First Take or Undisputed. One of them said, hey, they know specifically in this person's contract they can't do jet skis or something like that. It was either jet skis or water skis. One of those things they cannot do. It's in the contract. They're not allowed to do it because it's dangerous. It's detrimental. And, yeah, you either accept that or you don't play in the NBA. I mean, you don't have to do this. And at the same time, same thing we talked about this before. You don't wait till he does something completely illegal to step in. You don't wait for it to be an issue to step in. You step in beforehand. Because you don't want, and if you listen to any of the podcasts or the shows that I've been listening to, people are talking about wanting to test him now. Since if you think you want to be a part of this, yo, we can show you. So that what you want? You want to wait until somebody run up on him and see if he got it on him? Do you want to wait till someone pull up on him like they did Yo Gotti or whatever dude name was, Dolph, in Memphis? Like, do you want to wait for him to have to prove that he got it? You jump in and you stop it before it gets to that point. You don't wait for something like that to happen. You see the behavior. You see the path. You're like, yo, cut this out. You talk to Adam Silver, like, yo, I understand this was wrong. I'm supposed to be a role model. I'm making the league look bad with some of these things. All right, cool. I'm going to fall back. 8-game suspension. You don't fall back now. You got to get a bigger suspension. Like, yo, you are going to cost us money, and you have people talking about something other than the NBA playoff right now. You're bad for business.
Yeah. Yeah, that's assuming the fact he says he has no guns in his contract. I still don't know what he did wrong. There's nothing illegal about owning a gun and having a gun on you, especially in Tennessee. It's pretty easy.
That was the first thing I said. It doesn't have to be illegal. No one cares if it's legal, if it's costing money. It's a lot of legal shit that fucks up the money. No,
but that's not what your argument was. Your argument was somebody has in their contract, you can't get on a jet ski. That's because it's protecting their health. You mean to tell me you think
detrimental conduct detrimental?
Before,
no, it doesn't have to be for protecting health.
There's nothing detrimental to this. He's not doing anything.
You don't think flashing a gun is detrimental? Waving a gun around is detrimental? And I definitely can guarantee you that people can say, yo, that's detrimental. Now, if you want to say that's subjective, then yeah, that's subjective. But if you want to pull up the statistic of how many people are accidentally shot by guns, I'm pretty sure someone's going to say, yeah, that's detrimental. Owning a gun? No, not detrimental. He didn't shoot. What does that have to do with anything? Again, you're saying wait till he does something. I'm saying you step in before he does something, before he cheddar bobs or plastical burns himself, before he what's to do, before he Dick Cheney's his homeboy driving the car. You step in beforehand.
You can't punish somebody before they do something. This ain't Minority Report, but I'm going to bring M Extra Money in. M Extra, what's your comment on the subject, and then me and Blur get back to arguing.
I mean, I agree with what Blur said. Like, I think that anytime you have conduct that is detrimental to what, because the team's suspended, the NBA hasn't, I don't believe, rendered their verdict yet, which I think it's going to be probably like half the season to me, just because of the second suspension. Well, hold on. It's still detrimental, regardless of the fact that you don't. It's Tennessee, and yeah, did he break any laws? No, he didn't break any laws. You can carry license, you can carry, you know, weapons around in public and public places, all the kind, whatever, whatever, whatever. It doesn't matter whether that is the case. I don't think that's the reason why he got suspended. It's not because no one's saying, hey, he broke the law. What they're saying is that I don't want a player on my team in a car or in a club banishing that weapon. That's a negative sign. That's a negative sign. Just like he was saying with the Young Joe thing, people are going to test him. Like, yo, if I pay you money, right, to bring me revenue, I don't want you to be doing that. And I'm pretty sure it's probably something in the contract saying that, right? And here's the thing, right? Listen, give up all those millions of dollars then. If you don't feel like you did anything wrong, then leave the fucking team. But you're not going to do that. So therefore, if I tell you, if I'm suspending you because I don't want you carrying a weapon or banishing that shit in the nightclub and you do it again, then you're not going to keep losing me money. You know, I'm paying you too damn much for you to be out there doing stupid shit, right? And to be honest with you, I don't even blame Ja. I feel like he's just a young dude with his boy. I don't even understand the video because, like, why you even got the gun? Like, it don't even make sense. Like, you're in a whole car rocking out and sound like y'all, that should even be an issue because dude wasn't paying no attention to the damn road, right? And so he could have easily crashed and your ass got a motherfucking gun in your hand. Like, there's a whole lot of shit that was going on in that video that was just like, how is this dude the star of a fucking NBA team? Potentially can make millions over the lifespan of the next 10 years. And he doing silly shit like he in fucking high school. Like, that's the biggest problem. Because the people he's surrounding himself with is also an issue, right? And so that's what you got to look at. It don't matter whether you did anything right or wrong, or if you feel like you didn't break any law. The fact remains is that as an organization, I am paying you millions of dollars for not to be my brand. I can't have you at the face of my franchise doing that silly shit. I can't have the face of my franchise. I can't have the face of my franchise with a picture of a fucking gun, Like, I can't, that's not what I want as my organization, and so I got the right to suspend you as.
Hey, can I jump in and ask a question? Y'all not uncomfortable with white owners saying, young black people, hey, I know you're not doing anything illegal. I know you're not doing anything wrong, but be just, hey, I know you're just following your constitutional given right, but because I don't like seeing you with a gun, I'm going to take money from you. None of y'all feel like that's a little coonish to me? Or not coonish, but a little racist?
No, I mean, because if it was a white player doing that same shit, I would do the same thing. You making it a black and white thing. If you're white and you're in the face of my franchise, I have the same fucking policy, bro. This ain't a black and white thing at this point.
What's the big white boy for Houston, Texas? If JJ Watt was out shooting guns in his big wooden cabin, nobody would say a word.
Shooting guns in a big wooden cannon, or waving a gun around a club and in a movie
theater.
Totally
two different things. Totally two different things.
If this video service has guns on his pickup truck, on his gun rack, if he was like, hey, that's some nice guns, and he like, thanks, and he's showing you the guns in the video and then gets in his truck, no one says a word.
You keep changing it up, right? JJ in the video doing exactly what Ja Morant did, and he'll get the same thing.
Yeah.
I doubt
like
it.
You said if Ja Morant was out of range and they were taking video and him shooting out of range, no issues. If he was even at an outdoor range doing the same shit, no issues. If he was just saying, hey, look at my selection like I'm looking at my cars, no issue. That's not what the fuck he's doing. You're missing the whole reckless side of the thing. You're missing, and if you want to make it about a race, here's the thing. We have examples of black players banishing guns, doing dumb shit, shooting themselves, running up, getting robbed, all that shit, bro. That's us doing that shit. That ain't the white owner doing that shit. He ain't telling us to do that shit. He ain't tell Plaxico to carry that shit and shoot himself in the thigh. He ain't tell all these other fucking people to do that shit. That's the behavior, though. But what I'm saying is that if you're going to make it out of race, our behavior in doing shit like that is making them carry the policies that they're carrying. Because you don't see white players doing that shit. Name a white player that shot himself in the fucking thigh of the club because they had a gun in the club. Name a white player who fucking got caught running around in the car or in the club banishing a weapon. Name another white player who was in a car with his boys rocking out with some heavy ready music and banished a gun. Until you give me those examples, then you can't say what you're saying about coonish and all this other shit about owners, because again, it's about money, and you're just protecting your investment. I mean, you got to keep it there, bro.
I disagree. It takes a real quick Google to see that Bleacher Report has already published an article about Terrence Williams of the Boston Celtics, Plaxico Bears, he's with the Steelers, he's black. Let's see. Well, I mean, I don't want to search while we're talking. But, you know, we got to act. Ja Morant didn't do anything like Plaxico Bears did. He was just in a car with a gun. That's legal. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't know
why. The first video, he was in a club with a gun. That's a Bears club gun.
Club with a gun isn't the best thing in the world, but if the club owner was cool with it, I don't know how legal that was. That one seemed a little bit more illegal to me. But if he's in a car with a gun, I mean, I get in the car with a gun all the time. Now, I don't film myself, and he wasn't filming
himself. I think you're missing is. Owning a gun isn't illegal. Possessing a gun is illegal. Carrying a gun is illegal. And a lot of places, even with open carry, brandishing a gun can get you jammed up. And again, it doesn't even matter the legality of it because you're costing the corporation money.
They know I lose no money. making up stuff. Ain't nobody.
You mean to tell me?
Was in the car with a gun.
And again, you keep saying in the car with a gun. A lot of people are in the car with a gun. Brandishing a gun on video can cost them money. So you think John Morant, who's the face of the Memphis Grizzlies, John Morant, who may be the face of the NBA, they're not going to lose any partnership. You think the Memphis Grizzlies
no,
ain't going to use any advertiser money? No one's going to say, you know what? I don't think
no.
I want my logo next to John Morant.
No.
Nobody's going to say, I don't want my logo next to John Morant.
All them people said, look at John Morant with that little bitty gun again. No.
That's what you
Tennessee.
Said. Bro, that's what
hell
you
no,
said.
God. Come on,
in
y'all. You,
Memphis,
yo,
Tennessee, the white Atlanta. You think they're not saying, I don't want my logo next to him?
No.
You're bugging.
Who?
This is the same people
who
told
Cam.
Who said Cam Newton, yo, don't get any tattoos because we need to sell you. We need to market you.
Talking about Josh. Who took their advertisements away from Josh?
I don't think they said yet. I know they said Nike said they're in discussions, which whatever that means. I think any corporation is always in discussions, so I think that's really not really saying much. And there was another one. I forgot the other. It wasn't a clothing brand. It was something else. I want to say it was something about some type of food or candy or something that they mentioned was like said something about being under review. But that's just him personally. That's him personally. We got to talk about the team and the league when they now got to package him as their star. Like, hey, this is the commercial we want to put. Come on and run your commercial next to this. We're going to show this man with the color braids and the highlights. We're going to show this highlight, and it's going to be your logo right there next to that. You're going to have your company name next to him outside the stadium. Yeah, we need $20 billion for that. Yeah, or $10 billion, or $500 million. Yeah, some people could say, nah, you know, we're going to pass. What about that big Russian dude? Is he still good? No. And again, it just happened. And it's probably not going to be recorded, but I could promise you this, that if they were any marketing team, anyone trying to sell space or advertisement, they don't want this. And the reason they don't want this, because it looks bad. It makes their job that much more difficult.
It don't look like nothing. I don't know why y'all think in Tennessee they got a problem with John Morant having to go on camera.
Bro, you got to, you know, why are you, what I don't understand is why you think this is acceptable. Like, if you don't think he did anything wrong.
Because that's what we're talking about.
Well, if you're not saying it, then that's what we're talking about then. What me and Blur both said was it's about money, it's about perception, it's about the marketing. We talked about him being the star, the face of a franchise, and you keep on talking about he ain't do shit wrong.
That was my question. Why is he getting in trouble if he didn't do anything wrong? No one lost any money.
Because of all the – I just
What's
listed five things.
No, but no one
but
lost
I just
any money.
You don't know that.
You didn't lose any money.
You don't know that he didn't lose no money. You don't know that they didn't lose no money, though,
yes,
right?
They did.
You
Nike,
know that.
When the first time he got caught with a gun,
that's,
Nike didn't drop their
commercial. We're talking about the Grizzlies, bro. We're talking about the Grizzlies. We're not talking about John McGrath. How do you know that?
How do you know that they lost money?
I didn't say that.
Did we in the same place? You don't know
I never said that. So when I didn't say it. You said that. I didn't say that. You said nobody lost money. I said, how do you know that? I never said anybody lost money.
I didn't say that. You all said that.
How can you make that declarative? How can you say no one lost money as if you really know? You don't know. No one knows. So I didn't make the statement.
You
did, bro. What are you talking about? Beach bum. You said no one lost no money. That came out of your mouth.
No,
I asked you how do you know?
No, I didn't say that no one lost money. I said we can't say this is about money because we don't know. Nobody lost any money.
I never said nothing about money. I said he's the face of an organization.
It's about losing sponsorships. It's about the face and the Grizzlies losing money when no one's reported that they lost any money. That's all I'm saying.
No,
I did hear you say nobody lost money. Then you said who lost money. But what I was saying, and I speak with them
exactly.
as well, that it looks bad for business and you're going to cost them money. So, again, no one
exactly.
knows. But that's why I said Nike said they're reviewing, which, again, company that always been reviewing. There was another some type of food company.
So they do.
And when they go out to sell marketing space, they say, this is the face of our organization. This is, you're going to see this name. You're going to see Memphis Grizzlies, and then you're going to see your name right underneath it. That can make the job difficult. That can say, and then you're going to be charging
no.
a hell of money to do that.
Y'all are
and
making
General Electric or General
Yo,
Mills.
No one is
I don't
making
want
anything up.
General next name, Ja Morant, because the image that comes to mind when you see Ja Morant is you see him waving a gun. Too hot right there.
No one's asking.
What?
No one cares. There's no advertiser that hasn't already got Ja Morant as the face of the franchise saying to themselves today, oh, someone took a picture of him with a gun. Let me pull all my advertisers.
What are you talking about? First of all, you can't make that. You can't make that that declaration. You don't know that.
Yes, we
don't. You don't know who.
If
unless you're in the advertising boardroom, you don't know that. You literally
yes,
don't know.
Yes, I do.
You don't know what discussions. You don't know what discussions are being had, bro. You don't know any of that. That's all speculation.
They would have already done it by now. It's been 4 months since.
How do you know that? How do you
because
know that? How do you know that they would have done it all? What? So now you just putting fictitious timelines on, huh? You just,
and no one withdrew their partnership. That's how it
again,
happened.
But listen, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, right? At the end of the day, he still got suspended for a reason. You keep contesting that
no,
he ain't do shit, but he got suspended
point.
For a reason. Period.
What's
he got
reason?
Suspended for a reason because the organization doesn't feel like they should be tolerated paying a face of their franchise that much money
because
while he's doing stupid shit. Period. And that's
because
my and that's the organization's prerogative
racist.
To do that, right? That's our prerogative.
Racist.
Whether they want to whether you want to make it seem like he ain't do shit or not, the prerogative is that they can do it.
He didn't do anything illegal. I understand that he got suspended. There's a whole lot of black people who got locked up, and they didn't do nothing wrong.
What are you talking about? What are you – I don't even –
You
man,
said he got
suspended,
and that's the bottom line. And I'm saying he shouldn't have got suspended because he didn't do anything wrong. Now, the first time
okay.
he got suspended –
Well, then you pay your superstar all that money for them to do stupid shit.
I don't know about the whole carrying the gun on a plane in a different state. There might have been some legalities. Or in the club, there might have been something he did illegal there. This time for him getting suspended, unless he doesn't have a gun license, he didn't do anything wrong and didn't deserve a suspension, in my opinion, because he didn't do anything wrong. Now, is it a good
okay.
look? No. No, it's not.
Okay,
so
then you keep paying people for bad looks then. That's
you
your prerogative to pay people for bad looks. Every
you
time
should.
They make your organization look bad, keep paying them. That's your philosophy. You got that. You got that, right? If you don't care, if you're owner of a team, and it doesn't matter what your people do because as long as it ain't illegal, you're good with it. That's your prerogative.
Yes.
But you can't fault you can't fault Memphis for saying, hey, listen, we want better for my top player, my star player, so I'm gonna make an example out of you. You can't say that. You can't
absolutely.
Tell them just like you got your prerogative, they got it.
No, because if I see one of my players
what
smoking a
no?
cigarette, I shouldn't be – because I'm about to explain to you. If I see my player smoking a cigarette, it's not a good look. I shouldn't be allowed to suspend them and take millions of dollars away from them and say, well,
why not?
It's just because it's a good look.
Why not? I can ask – listen, if you're my starting left tackle, I can damn sure tell you that I don't want you over 300 pounds or you won't be playing for me. That's your health
right,
issue, right?
But if you catch me,
I can put a weight restriction
you
on you. I can put a health issue on you.
Okay, I agree. If they put a gun restriction on him, then I agree with you. If there is a gun restriction in his contract, then I agree with both of you. He should be suspended. But we can all pretty much assume, because his contract was done before the gun stuff, there is nothing gun in his contract, and he shouldn't be suspended. An NFL team can say, hey, you have to be under a certain weight, and I have to agree to that contract and sign it. That doesn't mean because you catch me eating a fucking donut and you think, oh, he's a little bit close to his weight, now I can suspend and take his money if I'm still if I'm still adhering to the other parts of my contract. Just because you see a fat dude eating a donut and you don't think it's good doesn't give you the right to take my money and say, because it wasn't a good look. What y'all talking
Bro,
about?
What are you talking about? You didn't make no damn sense at all. You really
yes,
think
did.
That
you
there's nothing? No, you didn't.
Because
you're assuming that there's no clause in the contract only because this is the second time that has happened, right? But you don't think that the NBA Players Association wouldn't have been in arbitration right now for the 8 games if there was no provision in his contract that found him not to do anything wrong? You don't think the players union wouldn't have fucking been already talking? Come on, bro. You know sports way better than this. I feel like you're just arguing just to argue. You're arguing just to argue right now because you know daggone well that they would not have no 8-game suspension on Ja Morant if they didn't have a clause to back that shit up. Because you know the damn union would have been all over it and we would have already been hearing and talking about it instead of talking about this silly shit that we're talking about.
I don't think the union
they
cares
already,
about
just like you said, they just like you said about the advertising, they already we would have already heard about it.
And
if
we didn't, which
if they did something
know
wrong, they
would.
So that that the 8 games was viable and they could back it up with a clause.
We have heard about it. And what's his name? Somebody was talking about the players union already having discussions with when the first incident came about. And everybody's running down all the things with the laser pointer and the gun. The NBA Players Union having a discussion about Ja Morant. So those discussions are happening. And nothing about him. It was specifically about him with guns, but using him in relation to guns. So I want to say it was Dominique Foxworthy, but I can't remember exactly who. I don't think that's who it was. But they were all saying, hey, the players union were like, something needs to happen to prevent this from happening again with other players. And how they were saying wanting to defend him on suspension, but also like, hey, we need to get this in control. So trying to come up specifically with the rule to prevent this from happening with other players. So, yeah, those discussions are happening and were happening back the first time. And I'm pretty sure those discussions, because they got their labor talks coming up, so I'm pretty sure that's going to continue to happen.
So, you know, nothing happened made yet. Because we would have heard.
I mean, we did hear it. I mean, these are closed discussions, so I don't know how much we're going to hear, but we've heard that they are talking about it. So, other than to say, hey, yo, this is a topic of discussion. I don't know what else you want to hear from that at this point, other than say, yeah, this is something we need to get a hold of. And it don't sound like they're talking to be in supportive of him. At least that's what I talked about when they said, hey, they need to figure out what to do so this don't continue to happen.
Well, that sounds to me is just because they're trying to figure out something because they don't have any legal right to do anything to him. I mean, that both of y'all are right. That contract, that conduct, detrimental to the team line is so arbitrary and so, you know, in the eyes of the beholder that, you know, anybody can make a case that it was detrimental to the team. I just feel like it's bullshit. Now, in that same breath, I could say this ain't a good look for Ja, but I don't think anything is worth being suspended and have your money taken away just because unless you're telling me he doesn't have a gun license and he's carrying around and showing guns illegally, unless you're telling me he's doing something illegal, I just feel like the NBA is a black league and they don't want their black players showing their guns. So that's just my opinion. We differ.
He's not even in.
Can I jump in?
Let me just bring New York in a minute and extra before you start yelling. New York, welcome to the Off-Red, my brother. How you doing tonight? You got anything on the Ja Morant situation?
Yeah, I'm doing good. About this Ja Morant situation, I think it's dumb. I still don't think he learned his lesson, but, I mean, like, you get caught up sometimes. Even though what he said, like, he was trying to go through what it was, like, self-reflection on what it is, I still think it's dumb. But, I mean, I understand the arguments of, okay, yeah, if these are legal but he could possess a gun legally, this, that, and the third, carrying it on his person, this, that, and the third. I don't think that he should be reprimanded. But what I understand is if you're working for a company, let's just say, like, you know, if you work for the federal government, And if you out here doing some dumb shit like Ja Morant is doing, like, you know what I mean, and your federal workplace gets caught wind of that, I mean, they're going to terminate you. You up here waving a gun in your car, this, that, and the third, putting it up to your head, this, that, and the third. If your job caught wind of that, they definitely going to reprimand you. Like, it's just stupid at this point. If you got a gun, I mean, there's no need for you to show it. Like, why are you amply showing it? And especially listen to rap music while you're doing it. I'm not saying, like, rap music is a problem. He can did it to country music or whatever. But, like, don't, like, you know where you at in your life and what you're doing. And especially you making big money like that, you got to conduct yourself accordingly. Not everybody going to have the same opinion as you. Okay, he's legal. He can do this, that, and the third. But, like, nah, like, you got to have, nah. It's just a certain type of etiquette that you have to have about yourself when you're doing that. And then when you actually are employed by these corporations or these private entities or whatever it is.
How come Kid Rock ain't got to have this etiquette? Did someone ask
Kid Rock show? You are kidding me, yo. I'm not understanding what you don't understand. And I'm dead serious on this one, yo.
Can somebody answer that question?
You said, how come Kid Rock what?
Because Kid Rock isn't bound by no, he ain't signed, he ain't no NBA star. Who's your face up?
The black. Kid Rock
no.
Got sponsors? Go ahead,
no,
Blur. Jump into you. You said it's different because of the NBA. I want to hear why Blur thinks it's different.
Nah, say the question again. You said why Kid Rock what?
Why doesn't Kid Rock have to have the same type of etiquette?
I'm missing it.
The same etiquette as Ja. I don't know.
He doesn't work for anybody would be my first thing is that. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure etiquette is going to be one thing. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure you have somewhat of the same etiquette, but he doesn't work for anybody. If Ja was a rapper or a country singer, then he wouldn't have to answer to nobody. But he's not. His checks get signed by somebody. So he has to answer to them. I mean, if he wants to go out and start his own business, then, yeah, he's not going to have to answer to nobody. No one's going to suspend him. As long as the cops don't feel like pressing any charges, like they didn't feel like pressing any charges in Cleveland or wherever he was at then he'll be just fine. But as long as he's working for somebody else, if he's going to do something that they deem is going to be costing their company money or could cost their company money, he's going to have to answer for that.
Technically.
$38 million. $38 million is what they're paying him. If he don't want $38 million so he can fucking put a gun up to his head in a club and do all that shit in the car, then he has an option. He has a choice to do that, right? But as long as I'm paying you $38 million, you're going to act the way I want you to act.
So slavery?
No, not slavery.
Did you just say somebody, he said, as long as I'm paying you $38 million, and you said slavery? I really think you got to go back and see exactly what happened during slavery. I really think you got to go back and what happened during slavery.
I'm sorry, indentured servitude.
You said slavery, bro.
I said, I'm sorry.
As long as I'm paying $38 million, this man said, slavery?
Yeah. They would have worked the shit out of them cotton fields for $38
million. So it and when
they complained, and when they complained about no thorns being picked, they would have been great. They would have complained about no cuts on their hands, none of that bullshit.
So you dance, monkey. As long as I'm paying you this money, dance, monkey, dance. And y'all go.
No, you didn't. No, okay. No, that's not what I said.
Well,
what
no,
I said
no.
is that you didn't have to sign the contract. You don't have. He has an option. Slavery didn't have an option. He has an option, right? He don't want to play in the league no more because he wants to be around his brother and his friends and shit who won't be there if he get cut, right? If he wants to do that, then he don't have to renew. When his contract is up in 4 years, he don't have to renew with them. He can go to another organization or he can start playing ball.
That's exactly it. It's not well, done. Not even the contract. Not even the contract. He don't have to be there. Fuck the contract. If any employer, if my boss was to walk in there and say, "Damn, Smokey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get up and walk out. I might swing on him, but I'm going to get up and walk out." If he feels like them saying, "We don't want you brandishing a gun because it's bad for our business," and he feels like that's controlling or slavery, he ain't got to be there. Fuck the contract. He could go anywhere else and do anything else he wants to do. One, because it's not slavery. And two, because he's choosing to abide by these rules. This is a choice of any other rules. That's why Stephen A. Smith gets on every other day and says, "Stay off the weed." He's like, I know weed is legal. If you want to smoke weed, do that somewhere else. If you want to play football, stay off the weed because the NFL still says weed is illegal.
So since y'all pro-Republican and pro-business, y'all good with business also saying they don't want to serve black people? Because it's their business and they should tell you how to act and they should tell the servers who to serve?
Every business reserves the right to refuse service. So, yeah. And you know what I'm saying on this. I say this all the time. Serve who you want to do and let your customers get behind you if they want to. That said, I'm not going to.
So you good. So you good with a restaurant being racist? Blur.
I'm good with them serving. I'm good with them serving and receiving service to whoever they want to, for whatever reason, whether it's race or whatever. No shirt, no shoes, no melanin, no service. I don't give a fuck.
No gays, no nothing.
And if the people who are against that don't want to shop here, then I have to deal with those repercussions. That's where I stand on that.
New York. Go ahead, jump in. And then let M Extra jump in. New York, just drop. M Extra, go ahead, jump in. You good with a restaurant not serving black people?
Well, hold on. You said good with a restaurant not serving black people?
Yeah, because they make the rules, and, you know, they make the rules. Like you said, the NBA does, and Josh should. Even if the NBA is making the rules as they go along, if they say, "Ja, you shouldn't do this because it's the NBA," are you good with a restaurant making the rules? Say, "Hey, we shouldn't serve black people because it's our rules."
First of all, I'll do two different things, so I'm not going to even entertain that question, brother.
Yeah, I need you to answer the question. I think it's the same thing. What's the difference between the NBA making rules and restaurant making rules?
It is not the same thing. One, because... Because it's not the NBA, it's the organization, right? The organization is who was suspended Ja, who has the contract. The restaurant don't have no contract with me or employers, and there's laws that they're breaking at this point, right?
What's the law?
Ja, what do you mean? It's discrimination, bro. You can't discriminate.
Right.
It's a discrimination law. That's a lawsuit. People got sued over that, right? We have a whole lawsuit. We have a – what do you mean? That's precedent. What do you have to think of civil rights movement?
What I'm saying is if a restaurant can't tell just because they feel like they shouldn't serve black people to make up their own rule and say if you serve black people, you're going to get fired, they would get reprimanded because it's illegal to discriminate. At NBA, again, I preface this because I do not know. I preface this with, unless Ja Morant owning a gun is in his contract that he is not allowed to own a gun.
Stop with the owning the gun.
Because
no one said he can own the gun.
NBA player
owning a gun, yo, stop.
Because that's, to me, discrimination. He ain't doing nothing illegal. Now he's being discriminated against. Holding the gun.
He's not being
Hold up, make sure. So, wait, who? One more time, say me, how is it, what class or what type of individual is, are they discriminating against?
Black people.
So now, there's plenty of black people in there, so that's not who they're discriminating against.
They discriminate against these thugs. I mean, it's just,
yeah, so
again,
if you're going to say they're discriminating against people for brandishing firearms, then hey, anybody, again, who supports people brandishing firearms can choose not to watch the NBA. That's not a protected class. It's not somebody you can say, hey, you can't discriminate against these people. Because, yeah, you can discriminate against people brandishing firearms and say you don't want to do business with them.
And that's what this is. But unless, again, I reserve the right to be wrong. Unless this is in his contract prior to him getting to the NBA and he knew, you can't then suspend him and just make it up and say, oh, we don't want you black basketball players showing guns. Now you're suspended. That's wrong. Unless it was in his contract prior. That's all I'm saying.
Do you see the mental gymnastics? Do you see the hoops you got to go through to try and make that fit? You got to add to say black. You got to say showing guns, and you're for saying owning guns. He didn't just show a gun. It has nothing to do with, I don't believe it has anything to do with race, because I believe if it was a white person who was brandishing a gun on video, that too would be suspended. But you keep lowering and lowering and lowering to fit your statement. Go ahead and say it.
Nope.
Go ahead and say it. Say you don't have a problem with him being a man brandishing a gun in public, in a club, multiple occasions, and you think it's wrong that they suspended that.
No,
not only not possessing, brandishing and waving it around on camera.
That's a false statement, because I 100% have a problem with it. But unless you're telling me he did something illegal, I don't think people should start getting suspended from their jobs from something that's not illegal. Same reason why if a woman accused you of rape, unless you were convicted and, you know, innocent until proven guilty, I don't think your job should just be able to fire you just because you got accused of some shit.
You have a son. If you see your son about to walk into the street, are you going to wait till he gets in the street to do something about it, or are you going to wait, or are you going to do something before he gets into the street?
Yo, this ain't Minority Report, yo. I don't know why y'all keep saying
that.
This
ain't a Minority Report. People, you see him walking towards a street with cars going up and down the street. Are you going to wait till he gets to the street to say something, or are you going to say something before he gets there?
I'm going to say, I'll play this game. I'm going to say something before he walks in the street. Well, now I probably wouldn't say nothing because now he knows how to cross the street. Like, you wouldn't say anything to your son if he's walking towards the street. Because, you know, he's going to stop and look for cars.
I'm still going to tell him. I'm still going to say something. Because I'm like, yo, be careful. Look both ways. I tell my son look both ways all the time. It's so funny. It's not even funny. I tell y'all, like, yo, look both ways. We be crossing the street at the same time, and I'll say it.
Yeah, but I feel like my
if
son
you see somebody going towards danger, even beyond the money, because I know we go to the money first, even beyond, if you see somebody headed towards danger, you step in, or you should step in. If there's somebody you care about or someone, again, bringing it back to money you're in business with, you absolutely should step in because you have a vested interest. But even if you didn't, you should step in.
But, see, that's where we differ in what you're saying. You say, I know we keep going to the money. That's really the only thing I'm talking about. Like, you shouldn't – I'm not saying that you shouldn't send psychiatrists his way. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, you know, get him – some help because it may look as if something's going on. I just don't agree with taking this man's money that he was bound to by a contract if he didn't violate anything in his contract. Like, fuck all the
I think you absolutely
do. So let me ask you this, guys. Let me ask you this, Beach Bomb. Do you really think that his statement would have been one of apology, one of I'm going to do better, I'm seeking help, if he really thought that these five games were some bullshit? Do you really think that someone who got suspended and lost money, like you're saying, right, would have just been apologetic, or would he be like, I'm in arbitration, I did nothing wrong, so I'm going to make sure I get my money back from these five games? Like, which one do you think would have happened?
I think someone in Ja's position, someone who's obviously easily influenced by Ja, is going to do whatever his handlers say in the moment.
What? So now you – come on, bro. Now you just, now just you're like hedging your, you're hedging your bet, like, in every situation. You change,
yeah,
your change your position. Yeah, because you're hedging your bet, though, right? You just said – you literally just said that you think if he would, if it's not in his contract, then he shouldn't have got his money taken away, right?
Right.
So
right.
If you think that if it was in his contract, right, if it wasn't in his contract, you now you're saying, well, his handler would have told him something different. You don't think he would have fought for that money if it was in his contract? The reason why he's apologetic, one has to assume, because he knew that he wasn't supposed to do the shit in his contract. And now he did the same again. So his handlers ain't even taking him. His handlers can't handle him, basically. Because why he doing the same shit again? And he just got suspended five games.
Exactly.
2 weeks later, he do the same shit again. What is his handlers doing?
So you can't assume that just because he apologized, he knew he did something wrong, because he did it again a month later. That's my whole point.
Bro, no, he's just an idiot.
I think that Ja is easily influenced because he's on a camera holding a gun again. Like, I don't think he has that independence that, like, us three have, or even
New York. I don't think he
has that independence. I think if Ja thought he did something that was really, really wrong, he wouldn't be on a camera holding a gun again. But I don't think he does.
First of all, that's his homeboy fault. If that was you making millions like you were supposed to as the left tackle in the league, I would not be out here fucking filming you doing silly shit. It would be I'm taking that L. I'm taking it. I'm going to be brandishing that weapon. You won't be holding the weapon. Why the fuck you holding the weapon, bro? You the money ticket. You're stupid. Those boys are stupid. So he ain't easily influenced. He just around fuck boys. He around stupid motherfuckers who don't know anything better. That's what he is. Like, that's what we
see.
I'm gonna jump in right now. I can't even say it's his homeboy's fault. I can't even say I agree with an extra money, but it's not like literally you just got reprimanded for this shit like a month or 2 months ago. Now you doing the same shit. He know the live is going. He already know his partners filming this shit. And then the next thing you know, you gonna take out a gun and then put it up to your head? Like, no. He already knew the lie was going before he pulled out the gun and pulled up his head. It's not even his homie's fault at this point. This nigga just want to act stupid. I'm sorry, part of my language. He just want to act stupid. That's it. That's all it is. He act like he just bought a gun. It's his first gun, and now he got to show it off to the world.
Yeah,
letting people know that he got a gun. Like, no, bro. Don't do that. Especially in the position where you're an NBA. He's an NBA player. I'm not saying there's no reason for you to keep a gun, because if you got a legal, carry concealed license or whatever, you know what I mean? Let that be that. But you don't have to always pull out your gun because you listening to music, bro. Or just give off this certain type of energy, like you about that. You play ball. Just let you be known for playing ball. Let you be remembered by you pulling out a gun and you play ball. Like, come on, son. Like, come on. You don't even have to do that.
Can I ask a question?
Hey, hold on. Let Blur hop in. He's been trying to jump in. For a minute. Go ahead, Blur. I'll come back to you, MX. Go ahead, Blur.
Oh, no, I kind of agree with New York, and I got to disagree with MX. I can't blame his homeboy, one, because his homeboy was just on the live not doing nothing. Like, he was chilling. And once he saw, he might not even know that Ja had the gun on him. Once he saw it, he ended the live. He dropped the phone, took him right off, ended the live. Like, he did what he was supposed to do and legitimately looked surprised. He showed him once, then he showed him again, and that's when he saw the gun. that phone dropped quick as hell. Like, his homeboy did, I guess, in that situation, did what I expected someone who's trying to protect a friend was supposed to do. Oh, shit, you fucking up. Let me get out of here. And he tried to get it. It was too late by that point. Like,
except for you and live and shit, and that shit don't go away.
I mean, going live, young people go live, so, I mean, that could be business as well. He could, I mean, the amount of money that these companies have given to providers or were given to internet providers might have been smart on him, but once you realize your homie, the big name, is fucking up, then you got to cut it out, which he did.
Okay, I'll give you that. Let me ask you a question, though. Let me ask all y'all questions. What song that you can listen to that just makes you want to pull out a gun? Like, what song? Like, I've never listened to, I don't care, my favorite rap group, thug, gangster, I've never thought to a song and just be like, yo, let me go get my gun and pull this shit out because I'm hyped right now. Like, what, is there a song that would just make you be like, yo, let me go get my gun and pull it out, even if it's on you? Like, yo, I need to pull it out and shit because I'm bopping to this joint. Is there a song that would make you do that?
Keisha Cole.
Hold on, which song? What song by Keisha Cole?
Yo,
what song?
Can you imagine people pulling out a gun to a Keisha Cole song? That's crazy.
I'm scared. That, if somebody pull up with the Keisha Cole and the Blicky, I'm out of here because they ain't probably see them all. They done. They've already got their last will and testament written.
So that was an inside joke that me, DJ C. Sire, and Hove, shout out to Hove, and my man D. Brown from Cherry Hill, what happened was, long story short, I had to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. They was downstairs vibing with some chicks. And they decided to turn a Keisha Cole up song real loud so the girl that they had over could sit. I came out my door once and was like, yo, I got to get up in a couple hours. And they said, okay, we'll keep it down. And the second time I came out, I said, yo, y'all gotta stop. It's ridiculous. And then the third time she hit that long love note and I came out with the gun and told everyone to get out. And that was the end of their party. So shout out to Keisha Cole. I did pull the gun out on my best friend and my roommate and all the girls that were in there and threatened to shoot them all because of Keisha Cole. Bad night. Not my best night. I'll admit, but I finally got some sleep. Shout out to Ho.
I don't know. But there are – okay, so to answer your question, MX, your money from my perspective, no, there's not a song that I've ever wanted to get my gun and start shooting to. I always thought it would be cool if I could shoot my gun to the chorus of the Tupac and Bone song, but I would never do it because it just doesn't seem like the right thing to do. But there are songs that get you hyped.
You said which one?
The Tupac and Bone Thugs and the Harmony song. You heard the last jam, but this one's worse. You can hear the cock and then the gunshot. I thought it'd be cool to cock my gun and shoot it at the same time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would never do that because it seems stupid. I'll let everybody else answer MX's question. DJ C. Sire, you got a song that you want to shoot your gun to besides Keisha Cole?
No.
Wow, thanks for putting one of my worst moments out there.
They didn't have to explain it. I was just going to keep it.
Well, no one got it, but I'm not going to let that ride. Blur, what you got on MX's question? I can't think of one, but I'm thinking it'd be something upbeat, and I'm thinking, I can't remember, I think it might be by Chopper, Chopper Style. Chop. I can just see myself doing the Chopper Style dance with the blicky in my hand. I feel like it would feel good. I do the gun thing. Whenever I do the song, whenever I do the dance, I do the gun hands anyway. So I feel like if that song were to come on and I had my gun on me, I'd probably pull it out and do the dance because I do the gun hands when I do the dance already.
The gun hands. New York, New York.
Nah, it's the same. It's the same. Like with Tupac and Bone, nigga. I keep saying this word. I don't mean to say this word, but Tupac really went in on that Tupac and Bone. Bone said, he said, my nigga Bone held the chrome till I came home, thug, love, players tell these bitch niggas bring it on. And I was like, literally, he was literally cocking, no, not him, but like the song, like you say, is literally all the song is cocking guns in the background, and then it's like two shots after that. That's the whole beat. That's really the one. That's really the one for me.
Yeah. Extra, what you got?
No, I mean, I don't have, so now that y'all said that song, I mean, I used to do it with my hands, but it never got me to, like, try to mimic it with a real gun, though. Right, like, don't know. I'm just trying to, sometimes I'll just be confused. The reason why I was asking is because I'd be confused by these young niggas. These young people, like, always feel like they got to film something or act it out, right? Like, I just don't get it. I don't understand it, right? Like, and I feel like that's what it is. I feel like that's why he's doing what he's doing. It's like he's just partying, but we never partied like that, right? We did dumb shit, but it's like we, like, I'm glad we didn't have the phones and the video and social media capabilities, because I feel like it would have been a whole lot of stuff. But I just don't get the need to act out and put everything on video. Like, I just don't get it. So that's what I was asking. Because I was like, I looked at the video, like, and I saw, like, them listening and he was driving and all that kind of stuff. I just didn't understand where the gun came into that video. Like, why did you feel like you had to pull it out? Like, what was... It was just you and your boys. Like, what were you, who were you showing it to? Like, I don't even understand. Like, I don't understand where it came from. Like they were just driving. Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean?
I get that, yeah. Though. I get it, because, again, whenever I do the chopper-style dance, man, I just get it. Sometimes that music just hits you, and it's just like, and it don't, you don't, and again, I don't work for the NBA, so wouldn't nobody care if they saw me dancing with a gun? And it don't, you don't think of it as being something stupid, because you know that you're being careful. Your finger's not on the trigger. Even though things happen at 23 years old, you're not worried about accidental discharge, because it's like, all right, that's not going to happen. So I get it. I do get it sometimes. And I'm not an NBA Youngboy fan, but I think to the NBA Youngboy fans, I'm pretty sure a lot of his songs, the energy of the music just makes you want to, give you that same energy I'm thinking about when I want to do that dance. I do the gun hands. I mean, I do the gun hands a lot when I'm dancing with certain songs. And it's all with that that fast-paced kind of bouncy energy.
And that's the thing. Okay. That's the thing. You could do the gun hands, but you ain't gotta pull out a real gun for it. Like, come on, son. Like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. You know what type of money you making, bro. Like, you don't have to put out a real gun. Just like, I mean, just do the gun finger, bro. Then you'd be better off doing that. Especially all this shit that's going on in the world, and then all these school shootings and the mass shootings and stuff like that. It's bad timing, bro. Don't pull out no gun, bro. You don't have to do it, because you pulling out a gun, like, nah. The only time you're supposed to pull out a gun is if you really about to up it. Don't do it. Like, why are you pulling out a gun just for show? You doing it just for clout at this point. The only time you're supposed to pull out a gun is if your life is in danger. Like, I don't care about none of that shit, none of that clout shit, none of that. Don't pull out a gun if you're not really about to use it. Nobody needs to know that Ja Morant has a gun.
New York, New York. Doesn't that come with maturity? Because I think, now, I don't know much about Blur and guns, but I know New York, New York, and I know MX. Have we all not pulled out guns before when our lives aren't in danger? Didn't we just learn as we got older and mature?
100%. But I'm not in the same permission. I mean, I'm not in the same position as Ja Morant. I'm not making $38 million, $138 million, or get signed for $240 million. I'm not that person.
But why do you think money equals maturity?
Money doesn't equal maturity. I mean, that the age definitely has something to do with it. But if you have like a certain type of dollar amount set for you, and that's what you making, you don't have to do that. Why are you putting yourself in jeopardy at that point?
I'm giving immaturity.
And yeah, I agree with you. It is immaturity.
Okay. I think you're right about the maturity piece. I would agree. Right. My point.
You gotta get some
I agree about the maturity piece. It's definitely immature about him. I think that what I just can't get past is, it's like, yes, have I pulled out a gun, or have we just pulled out a gun and started shooting it, right, especially back when we were in that college age era, right, where we all got guns and shit, and then, you know, we were shooting them in random places and shit, whatever, right? I get it, right? And if that was the video, I probably would understand it. What I don't understand about the second video is that it had his man driving, his man in the back seat. Like, who are you? Like, they already know. They should know. Like, if you already knew what I had, why am I pulling that shit out while you driving? If anything, you probably punch me on my chest. Like, yo, nigga, what the fuck you doing? Why you got this gun out? Like, I'm driving, yo. That's crazy. Put your gun away, right? Especially if somebody who got shot before, for somebody just a friend grabs the gun, I would have told your ass, friend, what the fuck you doing? Put that shit away. Right? Like, it makes no sense to me. Like, we would have been it would have been a whole argument, because, like, what the hell are you doing? Like, why are you, it ain't like we're in the crowd, like we at home or something, we outside or something. Like, you were doing it in the car for no damn reason. You just pulling this shit out. Like, what the fuck you doing? That's what I would be saying at 23. It's like, what the fuck you doing? But today, it just seems like mature. I mean, I just need him to be a little bit more mature, I guess, if that's what you're going to, if that's what we're going to end at, right? Immaturity. But to me, I'm just like, why though? Like, what the fuck purpose was it for? You ain't had no girls in the car. Like, who you showing off to? When your man lied, so he ain't even paying no attention to you until he saw the shit. And your man in the back seat really not paying no attention to. So who you counting for? Like, who you capping for? Like, it doesn't make no sense to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, unless he wanted to be videotaped. But then, you're right, Blur, because I went back and watched it, and he did drop the phone when he saw it. So, you know, I guess I'll take back that about his friend's piece. But at the same time, if I'm Jai, like, am I looking at the video? I'm like, yo, why the fuck did I really do that? Like, I don't see that. I think that's what's holding me up with this shit. But we need to move on.
It was a spirited discussion. I'm glad we could have it. That's why I like having you good brothers and you lovely lady on, because we can disagree. And it don't mean nothing. Now, I want to end this topic because I can't believe it lasted this whole hour. I thought we'd get a good half hour out of it, especially from the beginning. But I didn't realize he'd give us another hour. I still say I need to understand why Jai got suspended. I just don't understand it. And that's my final thought. D-Sign, any final thoughts on Jai Morant?
Yeah.
M Extra, final thought, Jai Morant?
Nope.
Blur, final thought?
They say the lessons you learn, the best are the ones you have to pay for. And they're talking that it might be a pretty lengthy suspension. So hopefully he loses enough money to learn a lesson that he never has to learn a harder way.
New York, New York.
I just tell them just clean up. You can't apologize that I would. If you make the same mistake twice, I mean, it's a choice. Clean up. Said I never did that 2 months out of the – man, I'm so mad at him. Clean up. That's all I got to tell him.
Okay. All right. So, next topic. We got about 45 minutes left. I want to talk about Janelle Monae titties. What do you mean be respectful?
Hold on, wait. Is there a picture to go with this? Video? What? Like, what did I miss?
Oh, you missed it?
Okay, first of all, hold on. Let's everyone stop right now. M Extra Money, please tell me you didn't miss the viral video of Janelle Monae showing off her chest.
No, yo, I did not see that. Yo, where did that come from? Where was that at?
New York, New York. Do you have the video handy that you could send M Extra? Because I got everything running through the phone and the laptop.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it to her. I'm gonna send it to her.
All right. So before we get into it, DJ, she's hot. What's so offensive about calling her breast titties? Titties can't. There is nothing offensive about titties. I'll put my fucking foot. I've loved titties all my life. There is. You're not going to tell me that I've been offensive because I love titties. It is. What's offensive by saying titties? We can't start calling everything by the scientific term.
You can, but I don't see why you can't.
If I start calling gay people homosexuals, they're going to be upset. Okay, whole nother discussion. Hey, Blur, New York, New York, M Extra. Is the word titties, I mean, look, DJC Side is the only female on here, so yeah, you get offended by the word female. That's the scientific version. We'll come back.
Hold on, what's wrong with
you? Have y'all ever heard say the word titty is offensive?
I've never heard that before.
I actually have. I have heard, not offensive, I don't know about that, but derogatory, which I guess if you say something derogatory to somebody, they can take offense to that. So not the term itself being offensive, but yeah, I have heard that term being called derogatory.
There ain't nothing derogatory about Monet titties. Those things were a thing of beauty. So, DJ C. Tyler, what do you think of her breasts?
What? No, you can skip me.
You don't care about Janelle Monae brush? You like Janelle Monae.
Yeah. Yeah, I like her.
Did it make you want to go see it? You thought it was a good marketing plan? Because that's all it was marketing, right? She's got a sexy album coming. We all thought she was going towards the penis, but she wasn't.
Who thought she was going towards
the penis? I thought that's what it was for. I thought she was going to get some penis.
No, you just, I don't know if you didn't. Well, it wouldn't matter either way, but. She does. I mean, she likes to kind of make a spectacle of her sexuality, which is fun. I think it's cool. She said it's fun to go all summer with no bra. Represent. So the trash out this morning with no bra.
Hey,
but I heard her ran back inside because I didn't want nobody.
Shout out to my wife who take the trash out. Hey, did she have them titties when she was wearing them 3-piece suits? I don't think so.
I
saw they fake.
I don't know.
Oh, she flashed a fake titty.
I mean,
they were sitting up kind of nice. They were sitting up like they had never experienced gravity. All right, good job, DJ Suicide. So, you're a fan of Janelle Monae. Seeing her titties doesn't make you want to listen to her album.
No.
Okay.
I want the song to be better.
I don't remember her titties being that big. The mystery movie. Knives Out,
she
too.
She wasn't naked in that movie.
You can see those rusty shirt. All right. Blur, what did you think of Janelle Monae's titties?
A work of art. That's exactly what I think, man. Some things was nice. They was nice. And exactly like you said, man, they were sitting up. I was talking. You know what's funny? My first thought was like, damn, they nice. And then my second thought was like, oh, the first video that I saw, the second video, I was like, oh, yeah, like, lipstick lover, I get it. That's a dope concept. And it's a lot of nice titties and nice ass in that video. And my third thought was, that can't be real, because I know Janelle Monae, she's not young. So that don't look like 30-plus years of gravity that hit them titties. They were kind of, not kind of perky, they were nice and perky. To be that size and that perky at that age. And then I saw some other people on the internet having the same thought. So I was like, oh, shit, it wasn't just me. I'm not a creep, because that's what my first thought was. So somebody's like, yo, she ain't got no kids. So, I mean, she ain't never had to breastfeed or nothing, so that could play a part in it. But I was thinking she had some help. Dr. Miami or somebody done, you know what I mean, did a couple nip tuck or a couple pullback to keep them things looking up and perky like that.
I need to holler at Dr. Miami. I got to get this six-pack going, yo. I mean, I guess that's true. She doesn't have any kids, you know, being in the industry. I mean, she's tiny anyway, so as long as she kept herself in some sort of shape. But, look, I mean, M, actually, what'd you think? Did you see him yet?
Yeah, I seen him. Yeah, they were nice. I don't think she had worked on them, though. They look pretty natural to me. They go curve up. So, yeah, it was definitely. Thanks for the bid. I watched like six times. So
New York, repeat. Oh, I thought you was done, M, actually. You got anything else?
No, I was. I just said it was on repeat.
New York, what'd you think?
Yeah, I don't think she got any work done. I think it was pretty natural to me, and I'm definitely proud of her taking the preparation of her over her own body. And then, yeah, and putting that into her artwork and, you know, showcasing the world. You know what I mean? This is a rebrand of her. That I love. I mean, I love the suits and everything that she came with beforehand, but I love this rebrand of her. And look, and I love her acting career too, though. I'm not even going to shy away from that too. But yeah, she went through a couple of rebrands and we here
not
right
here.
Now. But I said, look, I don't want it to be derogatory. Titties is derogatory. I love her breastnesses. If that's the new term, like, I don't know.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question. And DJ Cesar, you're a female, so you're a woman, so I'll ask you first. Why was everyone upset at Chloe showing her titties, but not upset at Janelle Monáe? Chloe? Swarm? Who's the girl, Swarm? Chloe Bailey?
She wasn't really short. Did she look so much? It was just
sexy.
Unsexy.
It was just her titties bouncing in her, and you could see the side of her ass.
Because people are ridiculous.
So you see no difference? You don't think it's the Disney factor? Are you done talking?
Disney? What's she done in Disney?
I thought Chloe Bailey was a Disney girl.
Her sister.
Because she's going, she's on Grown-ish, which is Disney, ABC, Freeform. So, yeah, she's kind of part of Disney.
Okay.
I mean, there's an age difference. Maybe that they want to say.
We don't care if some old, nice titties. We don't want to see some young, nice titties. Okay, so you think it's the age gap? Blur, what you think? What's the problem? What's the difference?
I think the age is exactly it. Janelle Monáe was introduced as, like, nigga, I don't know exactly how old she is, but she came in like grown woman. She's always been, I don't think we've ever seen an underage Janelle Monáe. At least I can't think of ever knowing an underage Janelle Monáe. And secondly, apart from that, she looks natural. Like, when you see her lift her shirt up and she's dancing, it looks natural. It doesn't look forced in any way, which was always my thing with the Chloe Bailey situation. Is like, she looked uncomfortable in all of it. And it could be that she was still finding her way. Like, she was, like, that transition from an underage, I don't say Disney, she was part of Disney, but not really, but an underage celebrity going through that transition to being an adult celebrity, it's rough for all child celebrities, but her going through it, we're looking at her struggle with it. We saw her looking real uncomfortable, and I think I said on here before, like, well, maybe she just can't dance. Like, maybe, but, you know, she looked uncomfortable. She looked uncomfortable, and I think people could see the uncomfortness, and it comes through. Janelle Monáe did not look uncomfortable showing them titties at all.
Nah, that ain't the first time she showed her titties. I'm not sure.
What else? Did I miss something?
Yeah, I was saying, What do you think the difference was? Do you know who Corey Bailey is?
Nope.
New York, New York. You see any difference?
The difference between Chloe Bailey and Janelle Monáe?
Yeah. Well, obviously, y'all don't care about that. that's what I got. Yeah, I was saying the difference between why people got upset for Chloe Bailey showing her titties in Swarm, but not caring about.
I think because Chloe Bailey and, you know, Halle Bailey kind of like, I think the world thinks of them as like Beyonce's proteges. So they have like a certain type of standard for them to live up to. But that's the only thing I can think of.
Okay. All right, I'm going to ask y'all about the topic. I do really get to this topic because it's a couple weeks old, but more details have emerged about Tiger Woods and his girlfriend and the situation of suing him. The judge just decided that her NDA is still valid and they have to go through arbitration and all that stuff. She can't just sell her story and talk about it. Tiger Woods didn't violate his NDA. Or they have to go through arbitration to figure out if he violated the NDA. So it led us to a discussion a couple weeks ago, and I just want to get this off the list. If you're in a relationship with a woman, but you're not married, and apparently she stopped giving Tiger Woods pussy. So that's when he decided to book a trip to the Bahamas. He drove to the airport, told her he'd be right back. He boarded the private plane, and then he had his lawyer go tell her, oh, they're broken up, and she's no longer welcome in the house. DJ Cesar, do you have a problem with a man breaking up with a woman just because she won't give him pussy?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
yeah, that's fine. You have a problem, or you didn't know it's
no, I guess not. That's a problem. It's a problem.
Do you have a problem with a man locking a woman out of his house because she won't give him pussy?
Well, I mean, if you've got all my stuff,
what if you put it on the street nightly?
Didn't take the stuff, I guess.
You're good with it?
It's messed up.
Why is it messed up? If you ain't paying rent, why can't you pay pussy?
I just need to know what the conversation was. If there was no conversation.
There was no conversation. The conversation
you don't know. You don't know.
Don't
if there was
know.
No conversation previously, it's messed up. If there was a conversation about I need you to leave, and there was a refusal, then I guess that's, you know, you don't have any other choice. But you're not married. You're living in my house. I don't want you there anymore. For whatever reason. I don't know.
But if it's shallow, it's just
pussy. Yeah, well, then.
Is it okay?
I mean, if you don't want to be in a relationship no more, whether it be shallow or made sense, then, I mean, you just can't.
I'm actually, you good with
it? I mean, if it's just that easy, I mean, that's a big house, I'm sure. I mean, if that's all it was, I'm pretty sure. If you just said something, I'm pretty sure she would be like,
okay.
Like, that's fixable, isn't it?
I mean, now she don't want to give no more play.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
MX, are you good with it?
Listen, if we ain't fucking, we just friends, yo. She got to go.
You kicking your friend out the street, yo?
Yeah, we not friends. Fuck you.
That's friends ain't staying there anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's old set of circumstances. You know what I mean? So she was under the pretenses that we was together. That's why I was giving her money, paying for the shit. So at least you can do is fucking give me some cheeks. Shit.
Blur, what you got?
You know what's funny? I never had any doubt in my mind that the NDA would stand up. If you're Tiger Woods and you got cheap lawyers or your lawyers didn't draft the NDA that wouldn't stand up to your girlfriend, of all people, then, yeah, you need to lose all your money if that's the type of people you're hiring around you. That said, it got me thinking, when does pursuing your girl for sex turn into sexual harassment or whatever she was trying to say did sexual assault? Is it sexual assault every time you smack your girl on the ass? Or whether you're trying to get her in the mood or whatever, you doing whatever you do to try to get her in the mood, tickling her, rubbing her ass, trying to, you know what I mean, massage it out, whatever you're doing, is that sexual assault when you're in a relationship with somebody? Because I believe that's what she was claiming. And if I'm going through all that, trying to get some 2, 3, 4 nights a week, whatever it is, you got to go. You have to go. Like I said last time, I would have just talked it out. Like, I'm not going through all this subterfuge and all this trickery. You got to go. And I'm not going to turn into a Jonathan Majors situation. So if you don't want to go, again, I have a lot of money. I'm going to bring someone in here to get you out. Rightfully so. Rightfully. I'm not going to put my hands on you. But if I got to go through all that work to get sex from someone I'm with, you got to go.
Yeah, I mean, sounds kind of fucked up. But she's got to be more grateful, right? She's not a billionaire. She's not a millionaire. She was a regular chick who worked for him. Now, I don't know if he sexually harassed her or forced her to be in a relationship because she was his worker. But, yo, you basically are living a billionaire lifestyle, and all you got to do is give up some cheeks. Like, she should know better. Right? Like, that's not a disrespectful thing to say. Like, I don't mean that she should do it against her will.
No.
Because if it's against her will, she should be.
I better have sex with her. I have sex with
her. No, but I'm just saying
he's saying that. Hold on, what's going on back there? Actually, what's the discussion? She got to come over.
she's saying that that wasn't the angle. That wasn't the angle that she was playing.
What angle that?
What angle?
She getting. She was going on a free trip to the Bahamas, which Bahamas ain't really that expensive. Shout out to the Junker Mill. Almost stole a car out there. Shout out to my man Extra. First time went out of the country.
Hold on, guy. Here she go.
Essentially what I was saying is, like you said, she's a billionaire. She's not a millionaire. She's not even $1,000 heir. She always had an angle from jump. Her goal was to get money. Her goal wasn't to fall in love with him. Her goal wasn't to marry him. Her goal might have been to get a baby, but when she saw that wasn't it, she's like, I'm a withhold sex and put him in a corner to get something else. It was an angle behind the whole thing. So he was very smart by doing it that way because he's not Tiger Woods, the car salesman. He can't just talk it out with some chick and they leave amicably. She ain't have nothing, so why would she leave amicably when she came in it with the angle to get something out of it? And a lot of celebrities and athletes are doing it that way now, letting their homeboy break the news or letting their attorney break the news because of the whole TMZ, because of the whole secret video, homegirls hiding in the closet type of stuff. So they have to be smarter. Chicks got smarter, dudes get smarter. I'd have done it the same way with the dude that I found out had an angle, and I had way more to lose than him.
But wouldn't the angle be to keep giving him the pussy so she could keep getting the money? Like,
why when you cringing at the stomach every time you gotta lay down under that dude? No, the angle is let me see if I can get a quick $5 million and move on. That's my come up. Like just
but wouldn't
every,
it be easy to just.
Girl,
to fuck the $5 million out of him? Be like, yo, I'm going to fuck this man so good that he wants to give me $5 million?
It broke dudes, girls withhold sex because they want something. So, of course, a rich dude chick going withhold sex because she wants something. Like, it's the same. It's plenty of married women or women in long-term relationships that decide to withhold sex because they're trying to get something. Plenty of them. So this is no difference. It's hours by situation is different.
But see,
I
get
to the Kanye West line. It's a million to you. It's only one to me. Like when you got when the dude is options like Tiger Woods options or any billionaire's options, you got to play a smarter game than that. You can't go to the withhold game when he could just walk out the door and get it from anybody. And Tiger Woods has shown that he'll take it from anybody. So that's not the play you want to go with that man.
Well, that's that she knew that, and that's like I want to sell my story because okay, I can't get it from him from withholding. He's not going to fall for that one. He kicked me out, so okay, I want to tell my story now because I'm going to get my couple million one way or the other.
Well, see, I agree with that at that point. I guess my question was, I don't get why, and again, we don't know the inner workings. We're all just speculating, and there's no disrespect because if he heard that young lady at Spain, like, but apparently the reason why he kicked her out is because she was withholding sex. Now, I can understand. I don't understand it, but I've heard the stories of women in relationships like marriage withholding sex because it's harder for a guy to get out of that. I don't know any dude that just has a girlfriend and she says, yo, I'm not having sex with you no more. You can do this. And the guy stays. There's just too many women out there. Maybe if she's really, really special to him. But I think that stops. I think that not realizing that about 26, 27, that I'll just get it from some other girl.
You giving her too much credit that she really thought that through. She was thinking an emotional short-term game.
No.
She thought, the long-term game would have been to continue to have sex with him, get that baby, get that child support, because she certainly wasn't going to get a ring from him. So she was thinking a short-term game.
Yeah, she definitely fumbled the bag because she chose poorly. Like, that's not the game you want to play with a man like Tiger Woods. He's an international player from the Himalayas. Like, he got the money. Like, you got to come up with a different plan. Like, you need to talk to somebody.
Well, Tiger Woods, I got a girl here. She's about 5'10". She light-skinned. And I don't check her voicemail messages, so you wouldn't even have to worry about calling her and asking her to delete if anything goes wrong. If you got $5 million, I know you don't usually do the black woman, but I got one. $5 million. All right, well, those are the main things that I want to discuss. Anybody got New York, did you talk about Tiger Woods?
No, I agree with everybody saying right now. You know what I mean? I just agree with everybody would just went previously before me. So.
All right. So those were the main things that I really, really wanted to discuss tonight. DJ C. Cyrus, anything else you want to discuss? You want to discuss the debt ceiling? No.
No.
Blur, you got anything you want to discuss tonight in particular?
Real quickly, I've been running through this list in my head of white rappers because what's the dude name? I can't remember the new white rapper dude out right now. Said he's the best white rapper since Eminem. And,
Logic? You think?
But that's where I was going with it because my mind went to Logic. I was like, do we count him as a white rapper? But more importantly, I thought we can count him because he's allowed to say nigga, which I think gives him an unfair advantage against other white rappers like Eminem, like Jack Harlow or Russ or somebody I think who gets overlooked all the time, Paul Wall. Like, I don't think those white rappers could go in the same category as Logic, or at least Logic at least thinks he could say nigga because he says it all the time. I don't think we can put him in the white rapper category for that specific reason, but I kind of want to put him in the white rapper category.
I mean, if he's a white rapper, then Drake's a white rapper.
I always say Drake's a white rapper, and we shouldn't let him say the word nigger.
Well, they both white rappers.
If he's Jewish.
Right, white rappers, because they both
supposed
to have a black parent, even though they Logic lies about it, but I don't know.
No, Logic got a black dad and a white mom. That's exactly like Drake.
Okay, so why are you saying he's white?
Bane is dead.
I don't know. I just because he looks white. I think it's because he looks white and Drake is passing for black. Should we count Drake as a white rapper?
Yes.
Light-skinned folks out of style anyway, so we can do whatever the hell, we can say whatever the hell we want about Drake.
That's crazy. Like, what's the light-skinned hate right here? What's the light-skinned hate right here? What's going on?
What are y'all talking about?
Light-skinned versus dark-skinned beef. Go ahead, DJ C-Sire. Defend light-skinned people. I'm going to let New York, and then I'll let the dark-skinned people.
Look, light-skinned people are the blackest people I ever met.
Y'all are militant for no reason. It is funny how light-skinned people are so militant.
I mean, I'm not talking about my, anyway, yeah, so y'all stop that colorism stuff.
New York, you defending light-skinned people?
Yeah, of course. Now, I do have the same sentiment as Blair. Like, before I even got introduced to Logic, I thought he was just white. But if he's part black, then let him do his thing.
Okay. Actually, you want to hate all light-skinned people?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, bro. Like, yeah, they you know what I mean? They got all that pent up being in the house. Now they outside and shit. Now they want to talk all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got 400 years of being in the house and shit. And then COVID kind of got them back thinking, like, you know what I mean, flashback into the past, you know what I mean, when they was in the house. And now they outside, so they feeling like they top dog and shit. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Crazy what they be doing in these streets, man.
Blur, you hate on light skinned people?
No, I ain't got no hate on light skinned people, man. I mean, if they choose, like, how light skinned we talking? Like, if they pass it and they got to choose, like, there's a difference between mixed and light skinned. So, if you just light skinned, then you just light skinned. I mean, buy some sunblock, I guess. Good luck. But I mean, if you mix and you choose to roll with the black folks, then I fucks with you.
I mean, do you get a choice?
Nah, I got a question to throw in there. What if you light skin, you got like a little fair skin, but you don't come from that African American community, or you're not a part of Africa? What if you like a certain type of shade of, like, basically like what? From the Philippines or, like, anywhere, like, in the actual India, and you got fair skin like that.
Puerto Rican.
Can you say nigga, or is it just, like, African-Americans and Africans can say the word?
Okay, Joseph.
See, that's the thing. It's weird. It's really, anybody can say it if the people around you let you say it. I guess it's the way it comes to. If you dark enough, then I'm pretty sure, like, Dominicans or, like, who might pass for black, like the dark-skinned Puerto Ricans, like, you might not get questions about it. Fat Joe, full-blood Puerto Rican, he goes to certain areas. He say it all the time because he grew up around black people. He say it outside of New York. He might get pressed about it. I really don't think, I hate to bring up the brown paper bag test, but I think if you darken in the brown paper bag, then you might be safe, again, depending on who you're around. You say it around Dr. Umar, you might get checked.
But is it a difference because of the islands that we were created in? It was a mixture of the Taino Indians. It was the African settlers. And then it was the white colonizers.
So I think it's exactly different. That, the people just want to question your background. People want to question it. Like, yo, you allowed to say that? And then you got to run down your paperwork or something, which I don't really agree with. But I can understand if somebody was to run up on somebody, like, yo, what you doing? You're like, nah, I'm black. This is how I'm black. My mom black. My dad is a... Puerto Rican, but Dominican Puerto Rican, he dark skinned, like something like that. You got to run it down. Like, yo, but I grew up in Harlem. It's like, explain yourself that sometimes that's what you're going to have to do. Whereas if you look like Michael Blackson, no one's going to question when he says it.
Just because he's fair, he's like fair skinned. Because there's actual territories in Puerto Rico. Well, where I'm from, there's actual not where I'm from, but my ancestors grew up at. There's actual African territories in Puerto Rico still now, and you can see that. You can see that from the people that emerged from actual Puerto Rico. So if they're actually they don't come from the African part of Puerto Rico. Let's say they come from San Juan or they come from Bayamon and they're fair skinned. Are we eliminating that and saying that the people that are fair skinned from Puerto Rico that can't say that unless they come from the African territory, like Louisa in Puerto Rico?
I really think the only people who should be able to say it are descendants of American slaves.
Go ahead, DJ. She's trying to jump in.
No, I'm just talking about Puerto Ricans. It's just, you know, it's really no rhyme or reason on who gets the pass and who don't. I mean, I'm going to keep it with the Fat Joe. I mean, it's Fat Joe and Big Pun, and just because of how I feel like their placement in our community, Big Pun gets a pass. Fat Joe, no, watch your mouth. Why? Because I relate to Pun, and I feel like he related to the culture. I feel like he wasn't an opposer in our culture. They're both Puerto Rican. They're both white. Yeah.
Why do you think Fat Joe's a poser?
I don't know.
He's signed Pun.
It doesn't matter. I feel like his lifestyle. I see his kids.
Because Fat Joe had money, he can't relate.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. I've seen them. They were in the store. They white. Anyway, so.
Fat Joe kids?
Well, they might be poor. They might be different before we get. But anyway, they got some really real fair. They're real straight hair. So, I mean, you know, sometimes there's no rhyme or reason. And like you said, you know, what, we pulling everybody's, you know, ancestry.com papers? You know, like, it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we should all stop saying the nigga word anyway. Just quit it. Just let it go. Very definite. So I don't get into the light skin, dark skin conversations because I don't know what I am. I feel like I can belong in both discussions. But I will say that I've noticed that light skin people say nigga way more than dark skin people. Have y'all noticed that? Look at J. Cole. Look at Drake.
Yo, pimped up. Yo, it's pimped up. They outside, bro. I'm telling you, COVID, they did something to them, yo. I'm telling you.
All right.
But as white rappers, yes.
Yes, Drake's white.
Kentucky rappers.
Hey, what's y'all thoughts on? What's y'all thoughts on people from the hood spending 10, 20 grand on prom? Yeah.
10 to 20 grand on prom?
You idiot.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like...
I don't care where you from.
They be in the mean... They be in row homes, yo, decorating their houses, and they send their kids off in all these expensive-ass cars, and, you know what I mean? Then all the DJs and the little, you know what I mean, parties and shit that they be doing before prom and shit. Dropping all that money, but you in the row house.
Yeah. Why
so I have an initial question.
There's some row houses worth $1 million in Brooklyn and D.C.
Yeah. Yeah, I said the hood. Yeah, I said the hood. Yeah, I didn't say no Georgetown.
Funny. I mean, I know it sounds ignorant. You must think they're at the pinnacle of their whole life.
You know they're going to jail soon?
You
know they enjoy this part.
Like, I mean, nice and important, let's have a party, but who thinks that's that important?
It's not. Hold on. Now, I see MX just spent some money his daughter's birthday party. He had a whole concert for her.
I'm not in the hood, though, so.
You DC? You
I don't live in, I'm not in Section 8 homes then. I am not in a Section 8 home, so I'm not talking about me.
Just the irresponsible funding. I mean,
it's that season, right? So you get on IG, man, you see how all these little kids, you know what I mean, out here renting all these, like, expensive-ass cars. You got the DJ going. You got all these, you know what I mean, like, the videos are popping. Yo, we used to have Polaroids and shit, you know what I mean, with the little shows you had to turn in to get, you had to get them, exposed. But they get, now you got it all on IG and shit, so you can see it.
See, this is my question when it comes to that. Because I know you might have been a little facetious with the 20K, but even if it's like a lot of money, I think when you used to not having much, you become resourceful. And the only reason, I don't say the only reason, but what comes to mind, I used to date this chick. She had 7 kids. And she was a hairdresser. She owned her own shop, but it wasn't making money. Like, she was struggling. But her and those kids were real resourceful. And I was dating her when one of her kids went to prom. They hooked it up, but it was all by, like, community. Like, matter of fact, I think her daughter had a friend who made the dress. Shit looked amazing. It looked designer to me. Her dad had a homeboy who had a nice car. Like, you know, if you went on the gram, you wouldn't have been able to tell no difference, but it was all out about it being resourcefulness and figuring out shit, like how to come up with stuff. And if you're living in a trailer or a row home or a mobile home or something like that, the one thing you're going to have is resourcefulness, because you're going to have to figure shit out on a daily basis.
I guess that's true. Good point.
Let me jump in. Let me jump in after this. Look, I'll let you know. I got a car service. Well, now I don't have a car service, but I know there's a car service where you can actually like rent actual cars for like at least, depending on what type of the car. If it's like a Tesla, like a Porsche or a Lamborghini or anything like that, you can actually rent that for like anywhere between $50 and $200 for a day.
Oh, yeah, on Polo.
Can you just rent one of them cars and like just drive it to Mexico and keep it?
I mean, they have trackers on them. Oh. So you can, but they're going to come get it.
Interesting. All right. Well, I mean, but what's the going rate on prom these days? I mean, look, shout out to my man Blur. We didn't grow up in the richest of neighborhoods. Our families weren't wealthy. My man had a limo freshman year dance, yo, and that wasn't even prom. If you could do it up for your folks, you should do it up. It was a fun experience. Thanks for allowing me to hop in the limo there, Blur. First time I've ever been in a limo. But what do you spend on your kids on prom? Like Ed Matthews said, we ain't in the hood. So if you got the money to spend it, I mean, I don't know. Thank God I ain't got to worry about it. I guess if you have daughters, it's different.
Yeah, that's the thing. But like, if you're spending that kind of money, which I'm assuming they're not really doing that, but if you're spending that kind of money, then that's just irresponsible, especially for one night. But unlike DJ Cesar, I do think prom is important. I didn't go to mine, but I feel like to some people that is a real big thing. But I think nowadays people just like know how to fake the funk. Like people, especially these kids, they fake it for the gram on a regular. So maybe they rent the car just for the photo shoot, and that's it.
Yeah, they like they do have to go to prom and they don't even graduate.
Oh damn.
Yeah, I'm not going to spend a bunch of money for my kid to go to prom just to, because like, all they really doing is the dance and have sex. Like, I don't feel like I should spend a bunch of money for my kid to have sex. I just feel like it's all prom was. Let's go hang out and hopefully we get some ass at the end of the night.
That's true.
I mean, like, wasn't that, I feel like I shouldn't have to spend money for my kid to experience that. All right, man, we're going to get out of here, man. It's been a fun night. Good conversation. As always, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, lady. We will get on out of here.
MX, you got anything to say before we roll?
Yeah. Normalize the word woke.
Did you say normalize the word woke?
Yeah. We need to start normalizing the word woke.
Is it not normalized?
Nah, negative connotation, man. It has a negative connotation.
From white people? Normalize. Real quick there, before we get out of here, because I was actually talking to somebody about this, how the word woke has went through a lot of changes. It definitely doesn't mean today what I initially thought it meant when the black Israelites were speaking and preaching.
Exactly.
Is woke different from conscious?
No. But both of them, Michael Mesh was the conscious speaker. What they do, they assassinate him. Now when we say we woke, because if you were not woke, you sleep, because that's what they want you to be, right? And so they're attacking the word woke. Everything's woke, 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 as like this code word for, you know, whatever they want it to be, right? Communists, fascists, socialists, right? Oh, you're just like, you know, this woke person, right? Everybody, that's what the other party in red is doing, right? And so, again, that's because they want you to be asleep while they're out here stealing all the elections and gerrymandering and doing all this other shit. So I'm saying we need to normalize woke to make it believe or be what it was intended to be and not this negative, stereotypical word that they're trying to demonize.
All right. Yeah, I heard Dr. Umar says consciousness over everything, and I was like, someone's going to say that's woke. And I'm like, well, I think that was the original definition. At least I used to think the original woke means what people now are calling conscious, which, I mean, I guess you arose by any other name, still arose.
Yep. Blair, what you got before we get out of here?
Oh, man. Shout out to titties again. Janelle Monae's and everybody else titties, whether you're affected by gravity or not, especially if you're not affected by gravity. Shout out to you.
I like some gravity titties. I like the ones you got to pick up. Say hi.
You ever have to play limbo to get underneath the titty to get to the nipple? Like, you just got to keep going lower and lower to get underneath it just to get it in your mouth and you pull back up? That could be fun sometimes.
Hey. Yo, can y'all hear me? All right. Everybody drop. We had technical difficulties. Not sure what happened. Yeah, I don't know what happened. Oh, there go New York. I don't know what happens on there, and that's weird. Did our internet go out or something? I don't know, but DJC, sorry, you got anything to say before we roll? Sorry for the internet problems. I don't know what happened. DJC, sorry, you got anything to say? Oh.
Did it go out again?
Your laptop. DJC, sorry, you still there? You got anything to say before we roll?
Good night. Bye.
New York, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And look, all I got to say is, don't be flashing guns in front of the internet or on live or anything like that. If you know you got it, you know you got it. Other people don't know. Other people don't need to know that you got it. At the end of the day. Other than that, stay healthy, stay woke, stay conscious, stay whatever it is, your business to further your future. Other than that, drink water, save the bees, eat your vegetables. And we here for another conversation for next week.
Amen. MX and Blair, y'all out there, we have all types of technical difficulties, but like, everything just shut down on me. So we're just live on the phone. MX and Blair, any of y'all out there? Because I can't see y'all. No? All right, we're going to end it like that. No music tonight. New York edited perfectly. And we'll see y'all next week. 100.